Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hey, it's 9 past 12. Great to have Susie back on the show. I assume she's been on vacation, right? I mean, it's just...
Who knows?
Who knows? We might hold off on Tom Petty because Dave pointed out that my friend Pat Micheletti, about 8 minutes ago, tweeted out, "Rest in peace to the voice of the Minnesota North Stars, Al Shaver." Mm. Prayers to his family. I'm sure Pat is 100% correct. Al Shaver. There's some irony because we were talking about John Butchergrass. Maybe we somehow stumbled into this. John Butchergrass, if you missed part one of Dumber Than We Thought, Chad Hartman, Adam Carter, Dave Harrigan here. He's excellent in promoting hockey. He's excellent as a studio host. He's excellent at ESPN. I just think his play-by-play skills are horrendous, yes. And you're with me. Al Shaver was a genius calling hockey, an artist. He was that good at it. And if you think North Stars and you think the names, like if somebody says Minnesota North Stars, I think if you said one name, isn't Louis the one name?
That's what came to my mind, Lou
right.
Nanny.
Player, general manager, coach, president. He saved him. He the merger. In fact, why don't we do this just on the fly? Let's call Louis for maybe next segment, see if he wants to talk about Al. Just spur of the moment, or even now.
Mm-hmm.
Al Shaver wouldn't come up as quickly as Broughton and Dino and Cesar Maniago and Gump Worsley, my guy Steve Payne. Al Shaver was tied to the North Stars because he was so good. And you know this very well. I miss play-by-play immensely. I made the decision because of Quinton. On nights like last night, do I miss it? 100,000%. Would I fly to Phoenix tomorrow? Would I drive to Phoenix? Would I hitchhike if either Allen or Michael were ill to call those games? In a second. But I made the right decision because my boy's 23 and he's had all sorts of health issues, right? Hockey, we can debate the hardest sports to call. And everybody has different views because, you know, baseball, you have so much time.
Time.
I think the greatest baseball announcers let you breathe.
Mm-hmm.
You're not talking incessantly, but you are storytellers. You weave things in. You bring so much to it. Hockey, it is so fast.
Yeah.
And
constantly, players constantly changing.
In and out, right? And so much of it is the play-by-play guy. The games, North Star games were on this station for a long, long time. Do you remember the analyst was with Al for home games?
Like Tom Reed, before Tom?
Before Tom. Hi, gang.
Oh, Cannon. That's right.
Cannon.
Yes.
Cannon would call those games and mainly get the bleep out of Al's way.
Yep.
I used to sit there at times and excellent. Louis' next segment. Very good.
Yes.
I used to sit when my father was roaming around Met Center, sometimes because CCO was calling it, say, sit right here because I'll know where you were.
Mm-hmm.
Al was always phenomenal to me. Cannon, like always, it depended Steve's mood.
Yep.
You know, Steve could be amazing to people, including me, and also, kid, get away from me today. You know, in the end, my overall experiences with Cannon were way more positive. But Steve had some stuff to
sure.
Sign me up. Both my arms are in the air, too. But listening to Al Shaver and his pacing, his understanding, when the fights would take place. My God, he was so good calling fights. I also think because there's a picture at my father's house still now, and the state high school hockey tournament is as big now as ever, but Al Shaver calling state high school hockey with Howard Bleeping Cosell.
Yep.
ABC brought in Howard. You know, I think mainly of when I was growing up, Channel 4 having the state hockey tournament. Rosie.
Tom Hanneman.
Hanny, who I
RJ.
Miss constantly. RJ. And then at times, obviously, Louie forever. There's a picture Rosie posts often where it's Hanny, Rosen himself, RJ, Herbie.
Yep.
Louis, and I'm forgetting
Woog, I think
maybe
Doug
Woog, Woog, and you're like, my God, the NHL, if they could have had this coverage, you know, they would have been fortunate. Al could work with any. And then I would see him during summers at Twins games, and he just a wonderful human being. Did Lindsay find some audio?
Yes, he did. And
okay,
I,
he's great.
I'll get it right here.
All right, let's listen a little bit of Al calling North Stars hockey.
Oliver facing off with Garrett. The puck comes back to the blue line. Roberts drives the shot. That hit traffic in front. Rebounds to the right. Matusi fires. Oh, Manny Ago makes a sprawling save. And the fight is on. Reed
perfect.
Driving away at Featherstone. Featherstone back at Reed. Lifts and rights. They both go down. They both get up. Featherstone's sweater is half off. And now Goldsworth is going with Hextall. Goldsworth comes with
so
the right
good.
Uppercut. Hextall is down on his back. Goldsworth is leaning right to the jaw. And the other fight goes on. It's Reed. And now everybody's getting into it. Proto's going at it with Gibbs. And Gibbs is pulling his sweater off. Oh, that was a beautiful fight.
I don't know who's laughing.
Laughing, but it's good.
Oh, it's so
by
good.
By the way, he's calling two sports there. That's a boxing match and a hockey.
You know, I mean, there was a point in our lives well before we were born where boxing on the radio was one of the biggest sports on the planet, right? Where people, you don't think Albie could have been calling those games, right? And the Stars left here when? 93?
93, I think, yeah.
Right? So think about how long Al lived after that, and I wish he would have lived 25 more years, you know? But Al Shaver.
Yeah.
There's, as great as TV announcers are, and the Town's had a lot of great, and I think right now, I really do, I think we've got so many outstanding play-by-play announcers in this town. I really do. Michael Grady, Alan Horton, Corey Provis. There's a long list of really good play-by-play announcers. There is something about that connection with radio announcers.
Yeah.
Right?
Yes. Like just hearing the name Al Shaver, you can hear that voice. I hear Herb Carneal.
Yep.
I know Herb's voice. John Gordon. Know John's voice.
Yep.
Absolutely. And Al Shaver, just like, it's like you hear that voice. I mean, it's the Al Shaver press box.
It is.
At the XL Energy Center. His son, Wally, obviously, who's had a great career in
long
calling
career.
Games.
Yep, exactly.
Yeah.
Let's pause here. Let's hang with me here. Let's talk to Louie when we come back. The news, Dave saw it first with Pat Micheletti, that Al Shaver, who is on your Mount Rushmore of play-by-play announcers in this state. It's, who is it? We got to pick four. To me, it's Shaver. It's
Halsey.
Herb. I got to go one per sport.
Okay.
You know, Kevin wasn't here that long, but he's so damn good. Yep. I got to put Harlan on there. I don't know. Might be Ray Christensen. Right, if you talk about the impact Ray had for so long, there's also we can debate if it's technical, who was the best, but when people think of a sport, they think of the North Stars and Al Shaver. They think of the Gophers and Ray Christensen. They think of the Twins as highly as I think of Provis. I've said over and over again. And other people's sports, I mean, Al Shaver and the North Stars, one and the same. Lou Nanny is with us when we come back.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, we're talking to Al Shaver. The news breaking that Al, who was the voice of the Stars for 26 years, also the Gophers, my guy Russo adding this, that after a very brief illness, Al passed away Monday, Vancouver Island, the age of 96. Al was married to his wife, Shirley, for 67 years until she died in 2019.
That's remarkable, too.
That is amazing.
He lived up in Vancouver Island.
Yeah, beautiful. All right, when you think of the North Stars, there's four or five names which come to mind. Al Shaver is on the list. This guy's number one for me. He is the great Lou Nanny, who is with us. And, Louie, you know I wish I was reaching out to you on better news. You think Al Shaver, and you think of the thousands of hours that you were on the road together, that you talk, that you were around each other. What comes to mind?
Well, I think, Chad, the first thing that comes to mind is the fact that Al was here. And the reason why I say that, and they were all set, they were interviewing for a broadcaster, and they were all set to go ahead with the guy. And the last minute, the last day, the tape comes in from this guy named Al Shaver, and it was from Southern Ontario there. And Walter, and a couple of them went over, and they said, wait a minute, we got to make a change here. This guy is really good.
Mm-hmm.
So it was like at the almost the 12th hour, clock striking 12, you know, that he was hired right when they had already made up their mind in somebody else. And then not only does he become hired, he becomes as good a broadcaster as there ever was in radio and play-by-play. So that was something that really, you know, sticks in my mind every time I think of him.
I had never heard that before. So all set, and then Al's tape comes in. I was saying it before, and obviously I'm here, Adam Carter's here also, Louie. Just if people think of the North Stars, right, and you're going to think of you're going to think of great players, but Al was so synonymous. You know, here on CCO, on KSDP, whether it was the late night game against the Canucks or the playoff games during your great runs, he just met the moment when it was a great game and also a testament to a great play-by-play announcer, is if it's 5-1 in the third period, and you're like, why should I listen? Al was still so good, Louie, that he could keep you listening to that game.
Well, he was so good, and he was honest.
Yeah.
If you weren't playing well, he wasn't going to talk about it through rose-colored glasses, you know.
Correct.
I mean, Al was he was a fan at heart, and his emotions came through on the broadcast, whether he was happy or sad or disappointed, whatever it was, you knew about it, and he could describe it in such terrific terms and make you feel part of the broadcast. You knew what was going on in the broadcast the whole way. He was just amazing with words and the way he would talk about the game so that you listening without a picture could tell exactly what was going on.
Louie, it's Adam Carter. You know, there's restrictions now in professional sports on access broadcasters get to players has changed so much. Can you talk about Al's relationship with a lot of those North Stars players and how they interacted with him and how that was translated into broadcasts?
Well, Al and the players, all and management, all had a great relationship with him. He treated them like a human being should be treated, and they respected him like a player should respect him, whether he was calling the game when they were having a bad game and he said he's not on tonight, whatever it was. There was a respect, and you know why it's different? It's something that you won't realize, fans won't realize, because this was a time when there was a different relationship between writers and broadcasters in a team than there is today. They're not so aloof. They're not in their own lane, so to speak. The broadcasters, they were like one of the guys, one of the team members. And
traveling
and
together, writers, buses together,
cocktails together.
Yeah, exactly. Right?
Not only traveling together, I have to tell you, the only thing that we didn't do to Al that we did to other reporters, we initiated them. We shaved them. We did stuff with, we got fined once $3,000 the team did because we destroyed Dwayne Netland's typewriter, you know. But, I mean, it was completely different than anything you've ever seen or heard about today. But yet there was that reverence towards Al. We never, ever attempted that. Never tried it. No one pulled, big pranks on it. I might do little things, but nothing like we would do with the writers, because there was really a reverence towards them.
Well, and just for me, going back to my background, with the Wolves for 16 years, there was a line where some players accepted my criticism and other players wouldn't talk to me for years, would be furious. To know that the players got it, because I always wanted the Wolves to win too, but I had to tell the truth. If a guy's struggling, that's my responsibility. That's your responsibility when you call games. The fact that the players allowed that, man, we've lost a lot of that now, because now it's agents controlled. And, here's like Adam alluded to, here's my 5-minute window to talk to the media. You check me out on my TikTok. I'm on my Insta. That bond. And I think the fans got that also. I think there was just that connection which radiated through that dynamic.
Well, if you didn't have that connection, you wouldn't be able to write so, an introspective. You couldn't be as close and have the emotion and the feelings that you wanted to portray in the article. I think the fans got the benefit of the relationship of the media with the players at that time, because, as you just pointed out, it's so different. I have to tell you, I'm happy that I was in the game at that time. I really treasured the relationships I had with the media, which exists to today. Some of the guys that are still around, the older guys, and that when they come down here to Florida or something, and they got a game, and if they happen to be in this area, we have dinner together. It's really different than what you see today. It is a complete different dynamic. And the fans got the benefit from that because there was stuff on the inside that a writer or a broadcaster could relate that they wouldn't know otherwise, because the player didn't want to, expose some details or stuff or things that he would normally talk to, you know, someone he trusted. Well, your dad was the best of them all. I could tell your dad a secret that could put me in jail, which I didn't do, but he would protect it. I mean,
in fact, Louis, I have that list. I have that list now.
Here's an envelope Sid left me. Yeah,
I've now decided to open up this envelope right now, yeah. Louis. tell me about the great Lou Nanny's with us. We're talking about the passing of Al Shaver, one of just the greatest hockey play-by-play announcers ever, and the state was so fortunate to listen to him. Tell me about when the games were on KSTP TV at the time, and ABC and KSTP TV agree that Howard Cosell is coming in to call the hockey tournament with Al and you. And I mean, it doesn't get better than that.
Well, Al was Cosell was the name, but Al was the personality. Al was the voice. Al was the guy that really made it. And in fact, that's one of the times that I didn't work together with those two guys at that time.
And we
were traveling. It was only in a day, but I have to tell you, it was still magical because Al was doing the games.
Yes.
I did some of the games, high school games with Al, and, you know, I've had the good fortune of working with so many broadcasters over the years, so many good ones. But I have to tell you, I just enjoyed my time with him so much. One time we were playing in L.A., and L.A.'s press box is right in the middle of the crowd. It's like on the first concourse level, right out in the open.
Mm-hmm.
And at the end of I was general manager, and the period, Al had asked me, so will you come on with me at the end of the first period? I said, sure. So I come down the stairs. The period's over. He said, thank God you're here. Hurry up. He said, I got to go to the bathroom. And I said, okay. So, you got to cover till I get back. I said, okay, ask me this. And he asked me this question. And he's gone for about 15 minutes. And then I see him walking down the stairs. And as he comes on, I said, and that's just the way, it happened all the time, Al. And then he just jumps in with another question. He
said, no, that's so good.
People don't realize we were even together. He was in the toilet for a long time.
I had one of those moments when I was working the game solo in Denver, where the Nuggets play now and obviously where the Avs play. And there's, I'm sure it's still there, Louie and Adam, where you had to kind of run to your left, and there was a bathroom. There were like seven guys in front of me. I went, hey, I'm the play-by-play announcer. Is there any way I could get ahead of you guys? And six of them said yes, and the one guy goes, nope, I really got to go. And the other guys said, knock it off. And so I ran there. We come back. My producer's like, we've been playing bumper music for 2 minutes. Where have you been? And I jump in. And then he tells me afterwards, no, it just started. It just started. You just had God. Those moments. How much after the Stars go to Dallas, you're here, Al goes to the Vancouver Isle. How often did you guys stay in touch? Because it seemed to me Al kind of wanted his space and lived great life and would come back here rarely. But how about the two of you?
Well, we didn't stay in touch very much. I wish I did. Tommy Reed did a lot, and he'd relate back to me what was going on. And the reason it upset me, I went to, it was one of our anniversaries, which we've had so many. My wife and I flew to, I think it's to Washington or something, on Vancouver Island. And where we landed, I didn't know at the time, is right where Al lived.
Okay.
On the island. And then we took a bus from there. And when I get back, I heard that, and I said, sent him a note, and talked about, geez, I wish I'd have known I'd have come over and visited, but the island's a big place, and I didn't know exactly where he lived, and I didn't think about it till I got home, and
yeah.
It was unfortunate I would have got to see him again.
Louis, spur of the moment, you're fantastic as always. I appreciate it. Sending all our best to the Shaver family. Travel safe, and we'll see each other soon.
Thanks. Nice to talk to you. Take care.
Lou Bye-bye. Nanny. It's 12:35. How good is he?
Really good. I was reminded, we mentioned Wally, but his grandson is a play-by-play guy for a Chicago, AHA team, AHL team. Sorry, the Chicago
That's
Wolves.
That's a pretty good lineage,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Because Wally obviously has had a phenomenal.
And I was reminded, Doug McLeod, who did TV games. He just passed away recently.
Yeah. I mean, there's a long list. Towns had a lot of good play-by-play announcers. You want to hang so we can get to our Tom Petty topic?
Sure.
Yeah.
We'll do free radio. What the hell?
Let's go. Though they don't pay you for this. I get paid a lot for the last half hour. Dumber than we thought. I get 10,000 appearance.
Addendum to the contract.
Yeah, what are you talking about? Okay, Tom Petty. We're going to explain when we come back. But tell me the artist who's no longer with us. Okay, and you are kicking yourself, and you're like, "Why didn't I see her? Why didn't I see he? Why didn't I see them? How is it possible?" Because Tom Petty might be my top person. I love Tom Petty. And hot take, he was here plenty of times, or other places where I lived. And another of the category of foolish decisions by me, I never saw Tom Petty. Who do you have where you're just still ticked off that you didn't see this artist? For me, Tom Petty's near the top of the list, if not the top of the list. Call or text on the stylesfinancial.com talk and text lines, 651-461-9226.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
35 years ago today, Tom Petty appears on SNL. April 24th, 1989, Steve Martin, one of the 475 times Steve Martin hosted SNL, probably funny every time, too. And among the songs he's singing, Free Fallin'. That's what we started with. This is his debut solo studio album. I think he might be my number one card of people who I really, really liked. And also the fact that it seemingly he was around a lot.
Yeah.
He was touring constantly at about every other time, I'm like, okay, I'm going to Tom Petty this time. I'm going, and somehow, some way, I didn't see him. So he's right near the top for me. Who else do you have? Who else do other people have? 651-461-9226. Does someone come to mind? A couple people come to mind?
Now, these are people who I would have been able to see, not like somebody texting Mozart.
Yeah. I mean,
that would have been a good one.
Yeah.
But no, yeah, Tom Petty at the top. He was here with. It was Pearl Jam and Tom Petty one time at the X.
Yes.
It's like, why
how was I not there? I mean, my God.
Another one, though, for me is Prince. I never saw Prince live. I saw him when I was 15 at the Fun Fair at the Civic Center. And like I actually met him at the Roy Wilkins Auditorium.
At the Fun Fair?
They used to have a Fun Fair during the Winter Carnival.
I do remember that.
Yep.
He was playing at the Fun
Fair?
Yeah,
because he was or in connection with it because
okay.
I met him. And
you bonded?
Yeah, we were tight.
You came the
idea. Actually, I do have a pretty good story about how my grandma was.
Purple Rain idea.
Yes. I inspired it.
Yeah. Your grandma slept with Prince?
Yeah, close.
Oh, really?
Des Dickerson, who was a member of the Revolution, lived in my neighborhood when I was growing up.
Okay.
And we had used to have a neighborhood picnic. And here's a bunch of white families. And Des Dickerson shows up to the neighborhood picnic. And he's a great guy.
Yeah.
Very friendly. And he meets my grandma and just is like,
totally
smitten with Nana.
Yeah.
And invites her to First Avenue, and she actually got to go to First Avenue with
great
Des Dickerson. And I think she met Prince. I could be wrong, but
Did she mention I sometimes put my grandchild up on right by the door, and then I scare him.
Roof. Devil on the roof.
Devil on the roof.
Same grandma.
Yeah. Same one. Okay, Dave, do you have anybody that comes to mind?
Musically, he's still with us, but not touring anymore. Elton John. Oh, he's
another person who was here incessantly.
Yes. Yes, exactly.
Right?
Yes, and had, you know, what it was, the four-year-long farewell tour.
Yeah.
Yeah, would have loved to see it. Non-music, I wish I would have seen Mitch Hedberg live.
Yeah, if we go to comedians, that's a pretty good list, too. Among the texts coming in, I'm embarrassed to say this, a Minnesotan like you, Adam, Prince, Jeff Beck. Eartha Kitt was at Oakhurst Hall weeks before she died. I regret not going to that concert. Johnny Cash. Boy, prime Johnny Cash. That'd be pretty cool. Led Zeppelin, overrated. Get out of here.
Stop.
Thank God they're not around.
Wow.
America is better without them. I'm hoping maybe that gets to Major. Major will walk out of his little grand jury situation. I wish I would have seen Willie Nelson about 25 years earlier. So that's a separate category. I saw Hall & Oates maybe here 5 years ago, 4 years ago, something like that. And Daryl Hall is not quite Daryl Hall anymore. And it reminded me of when I saw him like 25 years before. When that Daryl Hall voice, I mean, the Roger Daltrey situation, when his voice was just shot, you know?
Yeah, I saw the Dead, their last ever concert, and, you know, Jerry was at the end, and 5-6 years earlier would have been a lot better.
It seems like Bon Jovi might be one now who, even as, like, accepting as you should be, like, you know, or the Who or the Stones. Oh, my God. When did we see the Stones? 10 years ago? Mick was prancing around. Looked like he was 32, right? Where some of the acts are still great, but Bon Jovi just doesn't have a voice anymore. Yeah, I mean, I hear him sing and stop. Saw them once with the death of Neil Peart. Won't happen again. Rush, great performers. Allman Brothers Band. Yeah, we just lost.
Dickie Betts,
yeah. Charlie Pride, Fleetwood Mac. Amy Winehouse, multiple people saying Amy Winehouse. Did we have many opportunities here to see Amy? Couldn't have been many, right? So far, the reviews on the movie, the biopic, aren't great. I want it to be great. Disappointing. Sticks, John Prine, you've...
Saw John, yeah. Thank God I saw him. It was fantastic.
I did see him also. Elvis. I mean, I guess in theory I had that chance, but I was 9 when he died. So that's another one we've debated, too. You can see anybody in their prime. There's a lot of acts for me, but, man, late 60s Elvis.
Oh, yeah.
In Vegas.
Right when he started in Vegas.
The black full body leather ensemble. Pretty amazing. Stevie Ray Vaughan. How high is Stevie Ray Vaughan?
That would have been good, yeah.
Yeah, for sure. Steve Winwood or the Traveling Wilburys. I'm kind of okay on Steve Winwood. I think he's good.
Yep.
Traveling Wilburys, well, that would have checked my list with Petty. Karen Carpenter. How about Kenny Rogers, somebody says.
I would have loved to have seen Kenny Rogers.
To find out what condition. My condition was in.
Yeah.
Jim Croce. Well, open first half, right?
Did he really?
No. Joe Cocker. Joe Cocker, I believe, open.
Also another one that would have been nice to see.
Kurt Cobain. I think Chad owes Adam 30 minutes tomorrow. Maybe he can do that, dear Jim. I'm involved in research and development tomorrow. Friday, I'm available. Laura Branigan, The Kinks, was too young, but I'd love to have seen the Rolling Stones in the early 80s. Weird Al, would you have ever?
We can still see to Weird Al still too.
Weird Al is with us. Would you have ever attended a Weird Al concert?
with a free ticket. Although I'll say this, I talked about this just about a week ago.
Yeah.
When Heidi and I were still married, we went to New York and we were up. We stayed on the Upper West Side by the Beacon Theater.
Of course you did.
And Al was playing the Beacon Theater, and we went to a bar, and it was full of Weird Al heads who were just totally seeing hundreds of shows. So
loved him.
Yeah.
I, again, would not go, but I admire skill.
Oh, for sure.
You know? Dave, didn't you once travel for a summer following Weird Al around the country?
If Al was playing in my living room, I would leave the house.
Wow.
You know, play Amish Paradise.
No, I don't get it. It's not funny to me. He's talented. He's a very talented musician.
None of his songs are funny.
They do nothing for me.
Wow, that seems
he's
like
spoken
something.
So highly of you.
Yeah,
too.
He's believed in you. He loves. Am I wrong?
Well, I'm sure he does. Who wouldn't? But I'm just being honest. He doesn't need me.
That's it. Hey, you want to do the whole show?
No, God, come on.
Do the whole show, and then I'll leave, and I'll go play golf.
Yeah.
You got Jim Pete next segment for two segments. You got Susie.
I can do my limited Jim Pete for him.
Let's hear it.
I gotta say, I know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Oh, Cat, what are you doing? You cannot do that right there.
Yeah, he said that a lot. Yes. We've lowered the bar on our expectations for Cat. I'm hearing people, Cat's helped out some. He's a number one overall draft choice. He's about to make $60 million. He's a factor for 4 minutes. Well, oh, he played pretty good. No, he didn't. Everybody else has, though. 53 past 12 on CCO. Your Lindis construction time check. 12:57, time to keep your basement drying. It's 75% off installation labor on leaf guard gutters. A number of people very upset with your Weird Al hate. The Weird Al community is coming for Harrigan.
The Weird Al community has very thin skin.
Wow.
I've made this point before to Weird Al fans, and I always get shock and disbelief. I just don't care for his music. Sorry.
You even said if he's in your living room, you wouldn't pay attention. You go upstairs to your...
No, I said I would leave the house.
You leave the house, yeah. I don't think there's a lot of flexibility in that area. The Wolves have rolled through the first two games. How come? The best in the business, Jim Peet, joins us early next up.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.